This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
More than half the Illinoisans who died from COVID-19 are nursing home residents, but the virus's spread through the nursing home industry has not been even. A WBEZ analysis of state and federal data has found more infections and deaths per bed in facilities run for profit. Those nursing homes do especially poorly in parts of the state where the pandemic has hit hardest. In the 20 counties with the highest COVID prevalence, for-profit facilities have nearly twice as many deaths per bed as nonprofits. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell reports.
Laura Zung's father helped build a Chicago-based chain of seven nursing homes called Lancaster Health Group. He'd run the company for years when he made her a pitch.
My father came to visit me in Florida and said, "This is a family business and no one in your generation works in the business, so I think it should be you." And I said, "I don't think that is a good idea. I don't know anything about healthcare."
Her background was in software development, but she agreed.
So I moved here in 2012. That's when I became CEO of the Lancaster Group.
A few years ago, the company sold off one of its nursing homes for almost $40 million. A trade journal reported the price per bed was an Illinois record. The chain now consists of four nursing homes, all in the Chicago area. But Zung says the pandemic has been hard on the company.
Our census is down more than 30%.
Expenses have skyrocketed.
Our PPE costs are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Our labor costs, we paid the most generous hazard pay that I know of in the skilled nursing industry. We paid our staff $10 an hour extra.
And then there are the human costs of running a facility hit hard by this pandemic. By Friday, state public health regulators had tied Zung's four nursing homes to 451 coronavirus infections and 82 deaths.
Our entire team, we all have PTSD. These were not strangers that passed away. We knew them. I knew them. I visited them. I visited all of our buildings. There's so much heartbreak among my staff. I hurt for every resident that we lost, and I hurt for all their families. Some of them were the most cheerful, delightful people that I have ever known, and I miss them.
As I spoke with Zung, I felt bad for her. She's grieving what's been lost in this terrible year, and running nursing homes, she's been at the center of this pandemic. But Zung and other nursing home owners have been hiding their profits for years. Profits that experts say should have been used for staffing and infection control, things that could have slowed the spread of COVID and saved lives. Here's how they hide profits. Zung's biggest facility, it's called Fairmont Care, it has reported a net financial loss in 14 of the last 15 years. That's according to mandatory state filings by the company. But that facility pays $1.3 million a year in rent to another company owned by Zung's family. And last year, the facility paid $500,000 in management fees to a different company controlled by her family. There are lots of expenses that they're paying to themselves.
Every skilled nursing home in Illinois is set up that way because this is one of the most tort-unfriendly states in the nation.
In other words, Zung says a lot of lawyers are suing and the nursing home owners have to protect their assets. But this setup makes it impossible for the public to know how much profit the family is pulling out of the facility.
A lot of folks walk into a nursing home and they think they're going to be treated by the nursing home. And in reality, they're going to be treated by an operating entity, a property company, typically a management company, and then from time to time, other entities as well, such as a pharmacy company, therapy companies.
Benjamin Carter is a personal injury attorney in Chicago. He says it's true most nursing home owners in the state set up their business like the Zungs. They'll own a complex web of companies and then use those companies to pay themselves six-figure fees. These fees all show up as costs on regulatory filings, making it look like the facility and the owners are constantly losing money. But Carter says there's simple proof that's not true.
They continue to operate. They purport to not be profitable, even though they're for-profit companies.
University of Chicago healthcare economist Tamara Konetska says the residents of these nursing homes have a lot at stake.
If you have, you know, multiple entities and complex ownership structures that are skimming off profits, you know, that's what they do. Anything that goes to profit or to shareholders right now is money that is not being used to combat the virus.
Konietzka says fighting COVID-19 takes employees, but of course, employees cost money.
Actually, addressing a COVID crisis takes a lot of staff, right? It takes people to conduct the testing. It takes people to separate residents who are COVID positive from COVID negative. It takes enough staff to be able to separate staff so that they're not going back and forth between COVID positive and COVID negative residents. Even if COVID gets into your facility, you'll have fewer deaths.
Illinois public health data posted Friday show that nursing home residents now account for nearly 5,800 coronavirus fatalities. That's more than half the state's total death count. In January, Elizabeth Stout's brother, John Kroc, was transferred from a hospital to Fairmont Care, one of those facilities owned by the Zongs. He caught COVID there.
They can't throw their arms up in the air and say, "We didn't know."
The virus killed him in May. Stout blames the Zongs.
They had years and years and years of stockpiled funds. They have an absolute 100% duty to be protecting those residents and taking whatever precautions, whatever resources, including your own, to be prepared with additional staffing, whatever way.
With a stream of hidden profits and a poor record on containing the virus's spread, for-profit nursing homes are now pointing to the pandemic in a push for increases in state and federal funding. But some advocates for nursing home residents and workers say before any funding boosts, the state should first find out how much the owners are pocketing. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.